This is football. I'm Kevin Clark. Drake May, presumptive top five pick, joins. Terrific interview ahead. We talk about everything from his draft visits to his quarterback coach, private quarterback coach, Philip Rivers. Really enjoyed it. I thought he was terrific at talking ball, and I think he will too. Ladies and gentlemen, Drake May.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Drake May is here, University of North Carolina star, one of the best prospects in this draft. He's here with Warzone Mobile. What's going on, Drake?
What's going on? We doing all right? Yeah, I'm just excited. You know, excited to partner with Call of Duty. You know, Warzone Mobile. It's just came out last month, and I actually got a chance to check it out at the Combine. Kind of an early preview. It was a pretty sweet experience. And it came out late March. And I've always been a Call of Duty fan. You know, with my teammates and all, it's kind of, you know, what we do when we're not playing on the field and stuff like that. So it's been a great chance to kind of, it's really just like extension of Call of Duty, just Warzone, kind of Warzone Mobile. You always kind of, as a football player, you know, you don't get much time. You're always traveling and kind of not always being able to bring your console. So Warzone Mobile is giving you a chance to kind of have some time where I don't have a bag or don't have a TV. I can just play on my phone, put it on my phone and get the same graphics and kind of get the same thing as playing on the console. So it's been awesome.
Yeah. Play it on the flight to Detroit tomorrow. Speaking of, you got a big week coming up. I want to start here. And obviously I think, listen, you come from an athletic family, brother's a pro basketball player. You're close with Sam Howell, who went through it already, but is there anything with the draft process that surprised you where you said, well, I was not prepared for this, whether it's a type of question, whether it's a type of them looking into your background, whatever. Is there anything that surprised you, Drake?
Yeah, they know a lot about you. I think they do a lot of research. They do a lot of recon, know all about you in high school. You kind of always think they may just do some research about you in college, but really, They always know, you know, just be truthful. I think the biggest thing is try to catch you and the gotcha questions and just be truthful. Cause at the end of the day, just being honest is you never go wrong doing that. And I always just got to be on no matter what, whether it's an interview or, you know, meeting with these GMs, head coaches, just always got to be, got to bring my best self and, you know, I think first impression matters. So always got to make that impression. And, from there, just, you know, be myself and not, you know, not try to worry about it too much.
I want to talk ball here for a minute because I heard you in some of the other interviews talk about the different things that teams have done about bringing plays up and mentioned the Vikings, I think, bringing a play up and then taking it away and kind of seeing your recall. When you're going through tape with a team, whether it's positive or negative, is there a play that comes up the most that they bring up and they say, hey, we want to walk you through this play, whether it's a great throw or something like that they want to go through with you?
Yeah, they've been fortunate to me. They've brought up a lot of good plays in my time. sometimes I think the bad plays are the ones harder to talk about. But the same thing, you know, I think some you talk about and say, hey, I should have done this instead of that. They'll bring up some interceptions. I think my first one of the year against South Carolina, they love bringing that one up. I think I scrambled right late and threw a backside dig late across the middle that I shouldn't have thrown. But they just want to hear what you say and if you know, make an excuse or – you know, admit to it. So that's the biggest thing about it. Just being honest and, hey, I shouldn't have made that throw. So just throwing it away. But yeah, they'll bring up, they've been nice to me, bring up some mostly good plays. And, you know, other than that, they'll definitely bring up some plays where it's interception or misprotection or, should get the ball out. So they do a good job of, you know, picking the right plays and asking me about them.
Can you take me through what you did wrong on the South Carolina pick?
Yeah, we kind of had a guard core protection, kind of reading a, you know, front side post first, coming back to a crosser with the backside dig and kind of had a little pressure and I scrambled right and should have just thrown it away and up trying to throw it across my body. And The DB jumped it. So not my best throw, but end up winning that game. That's all that matters.
Take me through, and I was asking from some people in the league, outside the league, people who just follow it really closely last night about your best throw in college. And everybody had a different idea, but the one that kept coming back was the left-handed throw against Pitt, because it showed your improvisation, of which you did well at UNC. Take me through the ability to throw, to get out of that pressure, to escape it, and then to improvise a left-handed throw.
Yeah, that's just kind of, really just kind of, quick reaction. I think the biggest thing that came to my mind is, hey, I don't want to take a TFL here in the red zone. I've got to get something out. And Kobe happened to, do a good job of just staying alive and kind of be ready for it. And just my job was to get it to him. And the first thing is, hey, I think I'm stiff arming a guy with my right hand. I can't throw with my right. So just try to make a play with my left hand. So just kind of, like you said, improv and just trying to make a play.
What's the answer if I asked you what your best throw was in college?
Best throw in college. I threw a deep post to Miami my first year playing. And, I hit Antoine Green right in stride. It's probably my favorite throw. But, I think, some of the throws kind of in the red zone that are, I threw a back shoulder to Bryson against App State. I mean, I think my second career game. So some of the throws that I'm not as flashy, but kind of the ones that, come off your hand good, kind of the ones that come to mind for me.
Why did you have to bring up Miami when I went to Miami? You didn't have to do that. I was hoping you weren't going to name, because you had some good throws last year against them too. You kind of put some of our DBs in hell. I was just hoping we could escape without that, but here we are.
Exactly. Yeah, I apologize for that. No, it's all fun and games. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. We have a lot to apologize for. Tell me a Philip Rivers story.
Oh, Philip Rivers. He drew up a play one time. On the board, we're in the boardroom talking about play, and I think it was about 25 words long, and he was having us repeat it back to him. But he's the best. We also had a quarterback competition. We threw on the field, throwing out routes into a net, and I hate to say, but Phillips still won that. So it was kind of my two best things I got from that is, Philip can still throw it, and shoot, his memory of his play calls, and I think it was a can call in there. It was a double play call. Kind of sweet. He's kind of just one of those guys that just, fun to be around and always competing. And it's kind of what guys I like to be around. So
wait, was the throwing competition against Philip, was it at least close?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's close. Obviously. Okay. I think, we threw five into the net. I think he hit three, and, it was me and Bo Nix, Carter Bradley all down there. I think we all hit two, he hit three. So he's still,
talking trash.
Yeah. Still talking trash. You know how he is. So,
I love that. More with Drake May after this.
Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and more. It's not just an app, it's an empire. 21 and up, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. Or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050. Or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Big picture question. Do you look at the scouting reports? Do you look at mock drafts just to peek and say, hey, here's what they're saying about me? I mean, it's only human to say, I mean, not necessarily the mock draft thing, because that's just throwing stuff against the wall, but just people saying, hey, he does this, he needs to get better at this. Do you look at any of that stuff? Do you have people who feed that information to you? How do you process that, Drake?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a fine line between tuning some of that stuff out and I wouldn't say not approaching it like in the way of, you know, hey, they're right, but hey, then, you know, maybe making a solid point. But more, you know, more to the fact of, you know, if these teams are saying the same thing over and over about areas I can improve, that's kind of what I'm more focused on than the media. See, I think a lot of, you know, the quarterback's special position, and not a lot of media people out there have played the position and know what it's like sitting in the pocket and people coming for your head and trying to deliver throws on time. So I think kind of fine line between tuning some of that out and paying attention to the people that you respect and kind of having that kind of approach to it. Cause at the end of the day, you're always just trying to get better and know that, you know, everybody out there have their own opinion and, you know, kind of the opinions that aren't fond of myself, just tune that out. And hey, there's a lot of people out there that are Drake May fans. So.
Absolutely there are. A question about that, because I agree that most media members are not experts at the quarterback position. We know that because GMs who win Super Bowls are not experts at the quarterback position. Like the quarterback position has a high rate of Tom Brady dropping to 199, all of that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Is there one thing you wish the media understood about the quarterback position where when you're watching it or reading it, where you're just like, man, they kind of got this all wrong. Like if you could wave a wand and educate the media on the quarterback position, what would you want them to know?
Ooh, man, so much comes from the quarterback position. So many positive things. It's I think honestly, it's one of the toughest positions in sports. I think, not enough credit to that. The quarterback position is hard. There's not many of us out there, you know, playing position at this level nowadays. So much pressure on us. But at the end of the day, I think you never know what's going on behind the scenes and, you know, these offenses, whether it's the quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator, what they're, you know, they're asking the quarterback to do. I think it's hard to judge somebody off what they're being asked to do. I think that is something that often goes unsaid. And, you know, you're always just approaching on how the film speaks for itself, no doubt. But also, I think a lot of the time these people don't know, you know, what's expected or, you know, what their offense scheme is like. So I think some of the guys that, you know, some of the people that just watch and kind of analyze, you know, not always know what's exactly going on. So
completely agree. How did you feel about the Commander's Top Golf visit? I know you're a golfer. I have a source that says you're an incredible golfer and you putt everything and your nails. Take me through the, just for a non-golfer, it means that he doesn't use a lot of wedges. He can putt from anywhere, which by the way, is a trait of growing up in North Carolina, because I played some North Carolina golf and that's there's a lot of putting going on there.
A little Texas wedge. Exactly.
Yep. How did you view the Commander's Top Golf? That whole thing.
I actually thought it was one of the cool visits I've been on. I think, you know, we always kind of these different places you go and see, kind of a steak dinner spot and, you know, just you're surrounded with, you know, the head coach and GM and quarterback coaches. And then, the Commanders took an approach of all of us being together and seeing how we interact and getting a chance to swing the golf club a little bit. I enjoyed it, you know, be around the other guys. You know, got to meet a lot of different guys throughout the process. And a lot of, you know, guys I saw in high school recruiting. I remember Amarius Mims. Yeah. I tried to get him committed to Alabama when I was committed there in high school. Again, full circle. I know JJ well and seeing Jaden and those guys was, you know, I think it was a really cool experience for me. I think you know, we all got our separate time with the coaches when we need to. It's not like we didn't do any of that. But Topgolf was just a way for us to get out and do something fun the evening before. So
were you the best golfer there?
I like to say I was. I think I had the best swing, so I think I was hitting it pretty good. So, but JJ McCarthy was hitting it well as well.
Yeah, okay, good.
Paul was hitting it well. That the Iowa tight end, he was hitting it pretty good. So,
but you thought it was a good, just a good different experience to kind of meet the guys.
Yeah, something that they changed it up. I thought it was pretty sweet. So.
Let's do a couple rapid fire. We'll start here. I heard you say that the best player you played against in college was Kalijah Kansi. I normally answer, I ask that question. I get some good answers. Roma Dunze was here talking about Trent McDuffie last week. But since you've already answered it, I'll flip it. Is there a guy at the NFL level that you're looking at, and when you watch on Sundays, where you're like, I cannot wait to be on the same field as that guy, a defender?
That's a great question. I think Micah Parsons. I think I got to meet him out there at the Super Bowl, and he's such a great player, and getting a chance to line up and see him roam around different positions would be fun to play against. So, yeah, probably Micah Parsons.
I don't know about throwing left-handed with Micah Parsons hanging
off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's going to be getting
that out. Might be a little tough.
Yeah, exactly. Get it out quick.
You may have already answered this, but we do something called one rep back, and it's one rep in your career that you could have back to do over again. Doesn't matter what level it is, doesn't matter what play it is, and we've had, it doesn't have to be an interception. It could be any little thing that you just love to have back. If you could replay one play of your career, Drake, what would it be?
Overtime NC State, my first year, I had a chance to throw a corner out in the red zone. In overtime to kind of seal the game and end up handing it off. It was kind of a double play call. But I wish we would have thrown the corner out. Probably would have been a touchdown. So there's always those plays that hurt that you still think about. So
what was the problem with it?
Yeah, he's kind of a double call too. If I got a certain look, he wanted me to run it. If I got a certain look, he wanted me to throw it. And they kind of were messing with the front, messing with the coverage, and I end up, checking it early to the run. We really like probably should have thrown it in. It would have been a touchdown. So that hurts. Yeah. But hey, it is what it is, right? You learn from it.
Tell us one thing that would surprise people about you, the person, whether that's TV you watch. Roma Dunze was talking about how much he loves the new Shane Gillis special, that kind of thing. Is there a fun fact about you that would surprise people about your interests off the field?
My interests off the field. I'm a real good pickleball player. I like to.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good pickleball player, and I play a lot of video games. So about it.
Okay. Call of Duty.
Yeah, shout out to Call of Duty. Exactly. Yeah,
Warzone. Yeah, exactly. All right, last thing for you. We call it badasses. It's the most badass person you ever played with. It could be anybody or played against. It could be anybody at any level. Where an alien comes down and they say, take me to a football player. You know what we're talking about. It's a badass. Who you got?
Yeah, Josh Downs. He's a baller. I think he's so competitive. Always wants to rock. He'll make sure the first one to tell me if he's not getting the rock, and he just makes plays. He's a baller. So looking forward to what he does this year for the Colts. Yeah.
Who's drafting you?
I wish I knew exactly.
Where the shot?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not as easy. So.
Man. All right. Anything else about mobile Warzone and Call of Duty, Drake?
No, just, I really recommend Warzone Mobile. Tell the fans, all the fans out there and all, even the players and athletes like me, check it out. It's a really easy way to continue your console gaming on your phone and all this traveling and not getting a lot of time to sit down and play. Warzone Mobile is the same graphics, and Chad Chance, I kind of got the two-figure thing figured out for the aiming and the shooting now. So I got a chance to get that and start getting my kind of KD, as they call it, my kill death ratio up. So
there you go. Thank you so much. Good luck this week, man.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.